There have been rumors and allegations coming out of Vermont's prison system for years about inmates requesting medical care and not getting the help they need. But getting the full story can be challenging. The inmates involved are behind bars or dead, and officials are bound from giving their account by privacy rules. Roger Brown, though, is an exception. He kept a diary. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has his story.
Last month, Vermont inmate Roger Brown died of metastatic cancer at the prison infirmary in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Based on his diary, prison medical staff provided him with ibuprofen, Tylenol, and gel shoe inserts to manage the agonizing pain of his spreading cancer. We had a VPR staffer voice Brown's entries. Here's one he wrote at the end of September.
September 23rd, Saturday. Awake all night again. Back pain real bad. Breakfast, lunch, waiting for yard. Agony still. So much ibuprofen starting to scare me. Not taking care of the pain. Supper.
Brown was one of more than 200 Vermont inmates sent to state prison in Pennsylvania due to a shortage of beds in Vermont. According to his diary, he spent weeks asking staff in Pennsylvania for medical care, receiving little more than over-the-counter drugs. There's no evidence in the diary that Roger Brown knew he had cancer.
September 25th. Can't sleep at night. Hip on fire. Painful. I think it's broken.
This is government-funded suffering and death in some ways. He did not get the medical treatment or care that he clearly needed.
Anna Stevens is the outreach director for the advocacy group Vermonters for Criminal Justice Reform. Corresponding with current and former inmates and their families, she's heard similar stories.
Seeking help, seeking support, be it medical, be it mental, be it about addiction, be it about anything, is kind of a very slow, very arduous, relatively unattentive process.
State corrections officials refused to comment on Roger Brown's specific case because they haven't yet completed a required review of his death. Benjamin Watts is the health services director of Vermont's Department of Corrections. He says a full review like this puts together a timeline and all available facts of the case,
which is reviewed very closely, usually numerous times by me, the director of nursing, and the chief of mental health who work as part of the health services division to get a sense of what the root cause of the issue was, whether there were any policy and procedure violations, and what steps could be taken to improve healthcare services going forward.
But because case specifics are protected by patient privacy laws, and because prisons are inherently insulated from public view, it's hard to tell how those healthcare services are measuring up. In online comments, some Vermonters have expressed the opinion that inmates gave up their rights by committing crimes, and that prison healthcare standards should not be a major concern.
How we treat the least popular among us says a lot about how seriously we take our constitutional protections and our legal protections.
That's Tom Dalton, the executive director of Vermonters for Criminal Justice Reform.
When somebody is convicted of a crime and they become incarcerated, they're paying the penalty for their crime, but the penalty is the incarceration. It's not added suffering due to medical neglect.
Roger Brown was serving time for lewd and lascivious conduct with a child and was scheduled for release in April 2019. By the end of September, Brown's condition was deteriorating.
September 28th, Thursday, breakfast. Went down to medical, had three more x-rays taken, couldn't sleep at all again last night. After going to medical, my back has been in spasms ever since. Lunch, supper. Pill line again tonight, still no pain medication.
A few days later, Brown stopped writing in his diary because he was in too much pain. His cellmate Clifton Matthews took over.
October 7th to October 12th, Roger continues to go downhill. I'm frantic. I can't get staff to do anything. I wrote to Beth Herp, the chaplain.
Matthews tried for more than 2 weeks to get help for Brown. This is the last entry.
October 14th, Roger continued to fail all day. He is down to bones and moans. I'm frantic. I get Officer Ballou to look in on Roger. He agrees and we move him up to medical under another medical emergency. That is at 7 p.m. By 8 p.m., we get him admitted to the infirmary. This is the last time I saw Roger alive. We were continually rebuked and refused medical attention, told repeatedly it was all in his head, even at the point where he could no longer stand or sit up.
Brown died October 15, 2017, in prison in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. His cause of death was listed as metastatic cancer. He was 68. Camp Hill prison officials refused to be interviewed about Brown's case, but they released the following statement. Mr. Brown's Vermont DOC medical record was delivered to the state correctional institution at Camp Hill along with the inmate on June 12, 2017. At the time of reception, this inmate received a complete medical evaluation and was provided any necessary medical treatment in accordance with DOC policy. Pennsylvania is also conducting a review of Brown's death. 2 weeks after Brown died, a Vermont inmate who was recently transferred to an in-state prison from the Pennsylvania prison also died of cancer. His name was Tim Adams. Vermont DOC officials are expected to conduct a review of his death, too. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.